You have entered trailertrash.wordpress.com. So crack open your Pabst Blue Ribbon and let's party.
Make me paranoid, baby.
Is it true that there is a place in a man's head that if you shoot it, it will blow up?
He got a beautiful bench with him.
Dad, oh, he got all of that one.
Damn, we're in a tight spot.
Just one moment, please. All systems are functional.
Hal.
Thank you, Hal. Thanks for bringing us in once again.
Hello.
For another
Trailer Trash Podcast.
That's right.
Hello, welcome to the Trailer Trash Podcast, your tri-weekly podcast where we use upcoming movie trailers to get to know our guests. Today is Friday, February 8th, and I am your host, Mike Bauer. Joined with me, as always, is...
Garrett Smith.
Hello, Garrett.
Hello, Bauer.
As I ask you every Friday, how was Raven Lounge?
Raven Lounge, the one that I haven't been to in like 4 weeks, probably 5 weeks now.
I
might actually go this week, I'm not sure.
Next week?
This week.
Next week? It's Friday.
Yeah. Yesterday. I might go yesterday.
Okay. We're here with our guest that's been here for the past couple of days. Jaw Bell.
Hey, guys. thanks for letting me crash in your house, apartment. It's been really comfortable. So, well, that was not funny. I should have said it in a hilarious way, but I didn't.
I'm letting you go. You're on a roll.
Fuck. Oh, I can't be put on the spotlight. Say, have somebody else set me up. Here.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Do that intro?
Hey, guys.
No, it's fine.
We'll take it again. Hold on. We'll drop in the sound effect.
All right.
Sound effect's coming back in. Take it again. We're here. Hi. What if I actually really did that?
Yeah, no, I was going to kill you.
I thought you were just going to introduce me again. And yeah. I could be like, oh. Zippity-doo, it's me. Ha-ha. More energy this time.
Can you beatbox?
Can I beatbox?
Yeah, can you beatbox right now for just really quick? Just beatbox for a little bit?
What kind
of,
yeah.
Any kind of beatbox. Can you give me your...
What? Freestyle?
Yeah.
No, Joe Bell, and I do it so well. And you know, I gotta meet in the hotel. Yo, well, you know how I do this every time I come through this. Yo, it's really radical. And it doesn't even matter what I'm gonna say because I don't even know. But stupid.
I actually really thought you were just gonna do the. Yo, ha ha!
Oh, you thought I was gonna do the bit I did.
Yeah.
Am I doing it again?
Oh. What? Ha ha! What? Oh, here we go. What? Ha ha! What? Oh! 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 Ha ha!
I love that bit. I don't know why I love it.
It's not even.
I just remember, I don't know.
This episode is off to a great start.
It is. No,
every episode's off to a great start.
Always. On New Year's Eve, we were hanging out. You were doing that bit, and it killed me. It's just, I don't know if you had done it before, but
no,
like,
that was the first time I did
it. I thought so.
The thing that made it was everybody going oh after like I
there was,
I
there was
didn't
like a circle
anything.
Of literally like 20 comedians, and somebody was beatboxing, and like people were trying to freestyle, and then Joe just drops in and starts acting like he's going to start and then just dropping off with, ha-ha! And every time, the whole circle would just explode and be like, oh, shit!
Wait, where was I?
Not invited.
Of course. Mm. I'm never invited. Joe Bell, how come I'm never invited to anything? How come we don't hang out?
I'll just bring it up live on the air.
I know, right? He's putting you on the spot.
I don't know, man. We should hang out. I don't make plans. I mean, people are just constantly on my jock. They're like, hey, man. I got this party. Or like, hey, man, I got this other party. I don't know. What do people do? They party?
Hey, man, I go to this bar the same time every Friday if you're ever free.
Where is it?
Do you smoke cigarettes?
I do smoke cigarettes.
This bar you can smoke inside.
What's it called?
The Handlebar. I'm dropping names.
Where's that?
Right next to Barcade.
Oh. I haven't been to Barcade, although I've heard a lot about it.
You should definitely go sometime, my friend.
It's good during happy hour. Normally, if I get home early enough to do the podcast, we would go there before the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
but I don't have time to do that anymore.
I like the idea of it. I mean, I had that very same idea before I learned it existed.
We, on a podcast we used to do, we did this bit where we did our own advertisement for our own version of Barcade.
Oh, I'm going to find that and do it Barnable.
Called Barnable. The Carnival Barn Bar.
Well, that's like its own idea, because you don't have the...
It's the Carnival Barn Bar.
Yeah.
The Barnival. All
right. All right. Well, we're in the second episode. Joe Bell's been sleeping over on a pile of wet leaves.
Yeah. I just curled myself up in there. Dug my way in.
Garrett, I think it's time.
Yes?
So we do a little segment that I like to call.
Yeah?
Let's bring up the beef.
Oh, let's bring up the beef.
I'm going to drop in a little sound cue right there.
So bring up the beef.
You always say you're going to drop a sound cue and then just do whatever it is that you're imagining.
Well, because I have to play it so that I remember to do it. You like my sound cue.
So you're going
to,
well, what I'm imagining is now you're going to record yourself doing what you just did, and that's going to happen. And then immediately afterwards, you're going to go, and it's going to sound like this.
No, then, and then I'll just put the little sound effect afterwards, whatever it is, that horn that I do. Bring up the beef.
I'm glad it's happened three times now.
Can I do the sound cue and then you can just drop this part in?
Yeah.
Bring up the beef. Horn sound effect.
So we all do it. Why don't we just do beef. Whoa. Bring up the sound horn sound effect. We'll all do it and then that's what we'll drop in.
Okay.
Alright. 1, 2, 3.
Beef. Bring a horn sound effect.
All right,
I hope you don't drop that in. But no, you can do it. It's your all podcast.
Right. No, I'm just going to leave it as is. That's just amazing. Tight six,
mm-hmm.
Since you're here, what's up with that?
What is up? What? Oh, is this you're trying out material? Tight six? What is up with that?
What's up with that?
Guys, I just flew in from tight six, and boy, are my abs tired.
Your abs are tired.
Six pack, bro.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, so you were like just working it on the plane, like you were doing sit ups on the plane.
I work all my material out on this podcast.
Can you imagine if he was doing those like inverted sit ups, like he had his legs hanging out of the overhead compartment doing inverted sit ups on the plane?
Stewardess is like, or flight attendant, as they like to be called nowadays.
yeah, since 1995.
Yeah. Well, and you're like doing those, and you're like, sir, water? No. Just leave me be. I'm just trying to do sit-ups. So, yeah, tight six, what's up with that?
What do you mean?
Yeah, what the fuck are you even talking about?
Yeah.
All right, so we had a live show set for February 27th.
All right, the beef. We went so far into the bringing up the beef sound cue that I forgot that we were bringing up beef.
Sorry, forgot to bring up the beef.
Yeah.
Beef.
You still... Beef.
Horn sound effect.
That's it. That's the one right there. So February 27th, we booked a live show after I asked you personally when the next tight six
not jazz
was going to be. And you told me it was going to be on a Saturday. So we booked the show, booked the guest for the show, which you were a part of. And then I find out a week later that you tell me you can't do it because you booked Not Jazz the same night as us and then took all our guests.
Not all of them, just John.
Well, and yourself.
And myself.
And Aaron Evans, who agreed to do it afterwards after he already knew that he booked the night. And he still agreed to do it.
Well, I don't think that this isn't like a huge beef. I mean, this is like a more like...
This is a little...
This is like a Whopper Jr. This is like a small beef.
It's like a meatball.
I feel bad too because like I don't know, you didn't even bring this part up, but I agreed to do, you were trying to start another podcast called the Bauer Power Hour, and I agreed to do that, and then the day of I was like, I'm fucking tired. I don't want to do it, which is true, by the way. Like I work all week and then I do open mics every night, and then it's like I'm gonna get really
just
drunk.
Tired. There was a lady involved in this too where you said that I think the lady might be hanging out.
Well, then
you're like, oh, she's not going to hang out, so I'll get to you on Friday. And then you got back to me on Friday, you're like, I'm going to do it. And then, like, 2 hours later, you're like, I don't feel good, I'm not going to do it.
I think it's like, it was like the night after Raven, and then, like,
I was wasted that night, too.
Yeah, that's the thing, is like, then I had to wake up at 7:30, go into work, and then, like, the thing is, like, I rarely do anything on Friday nights anymore, because I'm just, want to go home and sleep.
Yeah, me too.
But
you can come to the handlebar with me, and we can smoke cigarettes and just hang out and talk shop.
Yeah,
I don't even talk about comedy. I go to the bar because I like sports.
Boo.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys have a lot in common.
We could talk about video games.
Cigarettes.
Do you like video games?
I mean, get
back to the beef.
All right. The thing is, I felt really bad about that, and then I feel bad about this, too. I thought legitimately thought it was going to be on a Saturday, and, I mean, that's what we kept talking about, like, oh, we got this better slot, it's on a Saturday night, it's at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Turns out that wasn't true. We have the same day, but a better time. So
you guys got a better time for it, yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't know. And I'm sorry, Mike. I'm here now.
What are you looking at me like that?
Nothing.
I think you just farted.
I think you just did, too. Wait, do it again. Give me, a little record scratch.
Sorry, Mike, I didn't mean to miss the show that time. I didn't exist, I didn't even know. Got the flow for show. Alright, that's
alright.
Oh, this is so
bad. It's alright, I forgive
you. I'm sorry.
I forgive you, it's alright.
You can't do it on the spot. Like, if I'm freestyling, and it's about boners specifically.
I was gonna say, if it's about boners, you're all over it.
Yet I was not invited to.
You can be on that.
I'm going to be on it. I already have plans to record my own here. And I'm
actually, Bauer did have a really funny idea that because he wasn't, like, nobody ever invited him to do it or anything, he was just going to record his verse himself and then just, like, post it somewhere for you guys to include on the track.
Yeah. Because I never get invited out anywhere. I'm just here.
No, it's...
I have one of the coolest girlfriends ever that lets me do whatever I want. My girlfriend says, go out and do comedy. Go stay out late. I don't care. And then nobody
seems like she doesn't want to spend time with you.
We live together.
No, I'm sorry. It's just you're like it's not bad. It's not like
it's not like Joe and I hang out. I mean, Joe and I hang out because we go to the same open mics. We don't make plans to hang out.
And then, yeah.
Well, I only went to the open mic last Thursday because I missed everybody, and then nobody talked to me.
I talked to you, man. What are you talking about? Like, we were talking outside of Raven Lounge.
Were you there?
Jesus Christ.
You bastard.
I'm writing down beef so I can remember to post about that. Let's take a break.
Okay.
Sure.
And we'll talk about this movie.
Talk about World War Z.
I love Joe Bell.
Joe Bell's one of my favorites.
So much comedy packed in such... Because your stand-up's packed in such a short amount of time.
Actually, I do want to talk about that really quick. Do you want to wait till the last episode?
Yeah, let's wait till the last episode.
We'll talk about this.
Teaser. Guys.
Give me that pen.
Garrett's going to talk about something.
Guys, I have something really important to talk about next episode with Joe Bell that no one else cares about.
Hey, Garrett, before we get to commercial, how do you feel that we're two episodes through and we haven't talked about any superheroes?
I'm okay with that. Is that something that happens every episode?
Yes, I've realized that we talk about superheroes. The whole John Del Calo thing is all about X-Men.
Oh, it's true,
everything is about X-Men. And then with Patrick Graves, we talk about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but they're not...
We talked about that with John Del Calo, too.
Yeah.
Well,
Garrett kind of hovers the conversation to everything that he knows, that he could talk about. And I've been proud of you this week.
I try to let the conversation
also
happen.
On New Year's, we talked about X-Men First Class
talked about it for a long time.
For 45 minutes straight.
Also, what I'm really excited to tell you is that you're going to be proud of me, that I put on my instant queue, is Batman Year One just dropped on Netflix.
Batman Year One is excellent.
Yes, and
definitely
need to
check
it
out. I actually just watched Dark Knight Returns Part 2. It's the best animated feature I've ever seen. It's awesome.
All right.
It's fucking fantastic.
What's your favorite animated feature? Let's do this real fast. We got some time.
I don't know. My favorite animated feature, I almost want to say a Pixar movie, but...
Yeah. Just one of those.
I don't know. I really like the Iron Giant a lot.
Iron Giant is awesome.
It's fucking great.
I fucking love that movie. That was Brad Bird, actually. He went on to do Pixar movies, yeah.
The Iron Giant is the animated adaptation of the BFG.
No.
Those Big Friendly Giant.
Don't know I know it. Oh, I know the book. Roald Dahl.
Do you think Roland Emmerich will ever make a Roald Dahl movie? That was just a dumb name joke. I'm done.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
Yes.
We'll be right back. And we're talking about Brad Pitt's new upcoming feature, World War Z.
Yes.
Not excited.
Enjoy the advertisement.
Singing commercials are very beautiful and all, but they don't pack enough wallop, you know. Besides, what would become of me if I didn't have this to say? Yes, it's the blending of those 33 fine brews that gives Pabst Blue Ribbon always the same light, mellow taste, the same clear, appetizing color, The same real beer flavor from barrel to barrel, from bottle to bottle, from year to year. Remember, there's just one and only one blended Pabst Blue Ribbon.
33 fine brews blended into one great beer.
Hi, we're back with our guest, Joe Bell.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys.
That was a really quick break.
Yeah.
Super fast.
Just watched the trailer.
Right? Yeah, just now. just a moment. I forgot that we watched it, actually.
It wasn't 20 minutes or half hour ago.
I liked this trailer. Did anybody else at this table like this trailer? World War Z, Brad Pitt, Muriel Enos, and David Morse. Directed by Mark Forster, who is Stranger Than Fiction, Finding Neverland, Monsters Ball, and he just did Quantum of Solace a couple
Which
years ago.
Which was the worst Bond movie.
I haven't seen that one.
The worst Bond movie.
I haven't seen any of the modern Bond movies.
Modern Bond?
I've seen...
Modern Bond.
Casino Royale, that's it.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of those.
No, that's the bad one. No.
No, I like Casino Royale.
Yeah, it's Quantum of Solace that's the bad one. Yes. No, because I didn't like Skyfall either.
Skyfall.
The best theme song of anything ever.
It's twice in one week where we do that song. We did it on the Monday episode with Dan Scully. Skyfall. Did you see Skyfall?
No, I didn't. I just said I haven't seen any of the modern Bond movies. All right. That applies, I think.
Yeah. So I liked the trailer for World War Z. Anybody else at this table?
I'm not a fan of that trailer.
I'm not a fan of the trailer either, Garrett. Yeah. So do you want to try to win us over?
I mean, I just think there were cool ideas in this. Like, the idea of actual zombie swarms. Like, I feel like I've seen that idea before.
They're not zombies.
Things. Whatever they are. It's called World War Z. It's supposed to be about zombies. That's all I know about it. I'm sure they're just people that are contaminated with some kind of virus.
That's what all zombies are.
Exactly. Which is why I call them zombies.
Zombies can't run because if they run, then their muscles deteriorate, and then they lose their legs, and they won't be able to run. So it's false.
Okay.
I love zombies.
The idea of zombie swarms is something I've seen in like a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Like Walking Dead deals with that a lot. Yeah. But I've never seen them in this way where they're like moving. They looked like bugs, like colonies of bugs. Like they're moving so fast, they were like crawling over each other.
I Am Legend.
I've never seen I Am Legend.
What? Yeah. I actually like I Am Legend. That's not like a typical zombie movie because
they're
contaminated.
Aren't they like vampires also?
No, they just can move really quick and come out in daylight sometimes.
No, I've seen quick moving zombies. I mean, literally the idea of them like
later,
in like such a huge frenzied swarm that they're like tumbling over each other and like just jumping off buildings after their prey, stuff like that. Like I thought that was kind of cool. I'd never really seen that.
See, like zombies committing suicide?
Yep, that's definitely what I'm talking about.
I mean, I feel like we're in like a zombie overload. To be honest, like I like zombies as much as the next guy, Garrett, for example. He's the next guy. But I just, I don't know. Because, I mean, even this trailer, like, they weren't really, like, there wasn't enough zombies in the trailer.
I would agree with that,
They
yeah.
barely broached the subject. It was like a lot of,
Inception sound effects?
Yeah.
But with, like, electric guitars this time.
I just like that whole sound effect where it's silence and then it's just like the wow, but I like the one part where it's getting into the action. It's just like a drum roll. It's like wow, wow.
I'm so annoyed with that. It's in every action trailer now.
Since Inception.
Yeah.
It probably was in the movies before that, but Inception just always that like that whole thing of like just buildings falling, like that trailer for Inception.
Yeah,
the sound effects for that did it so well.
This is like not funny, but it's an interesting anecdote. That sound effect for the trailer was written by some like 20-year-old guy in New York.
Right.
He like scored the trailer. He's just some guy that gets hired
for what?
For Inception.
Really?
It's just some young kid that gets hired to like score. I saw like a video about him online.
Mm-hmm.
Gets hired to like score trailers. So he scored that trailer and put that big like horn sound effect in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hans Zimmer liked it so much he ended up rewriting his entire Inception score to incorporate it in it.
Oh.
And then that became the thing that everybody does with all the trips. I said it wouldn't be funny. It's just an interesting anecdote.
No, that was
it's
hilarious.
Cool. We do run a movie podcast, Garrett, but it doesn't have to be funny all the time.
Yeah.
Could you redo that anecdote as Bill Cosby?
Can you do it as Jerry Seinfeld?
No, because I can't do Jerry Seinfeld. We figured that
just
out.
Just do it. Try it.
What's the deal with the... I literally can't do it. I say what's the deal and then just yell.
What's the deal with my...
Actually, can you do an anecdote as Ray Romano?
Okay,
it's an interesting thing about Inception. They hired this 20-year-old guy, Deborah, and he just, you know, it's just this 20-year-old guy, of course, trailers, and they, and you know, they liked it so much, they put it in the movie, Brad Garrett.
Joe Bell's our guest today.
Hey, guys. Sorry about that.
All right, so I didn't like this trailer at all, and it's not going to be a movie I'm going to see. I'll probably pirate it. The only reason why I don't like it is because I read the book, and the book is awesome. Max Brooks, being Mel Brooks' son,
yes,
should have been tied into this somehow more than just really writing the book. He should have wrote the screenplay.
Wasn't it like an account of the history or something? Yeah. That was like, I feel like they should incorporate that more, because it's, now it's just a regular, like, it's just a normal zombie movie. It's not like a...
Also, what I want to point out is this happens in a lot of action movies, especially zombie movies, is how does Brad Pitt's character automatically know people in, like, the full, like, government? He's like, what's going on? He just has a phone and can call somebody right away. Like, those people aren't busy. They have enough time to answer his phone call. I hate that in movies. It's like, it's...
Well, they're not going to center the movie around the guy who dies right away. Yeah, yeah, like, exactly. They're going to center it around the guy who's like... I mean, now he's trying to be a family man now, but he used to be some kind of government dude.
Well, we had this conversation with the new Die Hard movie where it's just like, all right, they're running... I think they're kind of slowly running out of ideas for what to do with John McClane, but he'll just be in another country and somehow...
Extremely slowly. It's been years since those movies have been made.
But, like, it's just John McClane, and then he just somehow happens to be in a place where he's not supposed to be at that time. And I feel like with zombie movies, it happens with every character in a zombie movie, just happens to be at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, because there's a zombie apocalypse happening. No one's in the right place. Yeah. There is no right time.
Every time's the right time.
Well, I've said this about, like where I work at a food distribution warehouse. It's like a big warehouse full of food. And you'd be like, oh, that would be the perfect place if there was a zombie outbreak. But there happens to be a cemetery right across the street. Someone would be like... It would just be great. I mean, I don't know. That's it. That's all I have to say.
Wait, in a zombie apocalypse, if people were already dead, they wouldn't come back. If they were already dead, if it was somebody that freshly dies.
Well, actually, I mean, Night of the Living Dead, the which is like one of the first zombie. Yeah. I mean, yeah, they actually do rise from the grave.
Yeah,
it's the modern take on it is it's like a rampant disease that.
Yeah. You know, but what I was saying is like if they actually used the book, like if they just made it like kind of like. Like, wouldn't it be awesome to, like...
If it was, like a Ken Burns documentary
almost? Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like,
I was also thinking is that they should have done Zombie Survival Guide as a movie, because I thought that would be funnier, and do it in kind of that Zombieland kind of tactic, where it's just, like, showing different things, like, these are the weapons you need, but kind of tying that in, like, using the Zombie Survival Guide to write the movie.
Yeah.
I thought that would be...
Because he wrote that too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, like, New York Times bestseller.
I wasn't a huge fan of Zombieland, but I did like that it was... They didn't have that part in the beginning where it hasn't happened. It was just, you were thrown into it.
Yeah.
It's already a world where zombies exist.
That's, yeah.
So
that's tying into our favorite phrase, Zombie Murray.
Zombie Murray, yeah.
Zombie
yeah.
Bill Murray. That was obviously the best part of that movie.
What I like about Zombieland is just because it's so self-aware with the movie. It wasn't a book before, was it?
Not that I know of. I think it was an original idea from the director, actually.
Well, it wasn't
no, because I like the whole fact of, like, the rules that play into it, and he's like, oh,
yeah, I like that too.
And that was throughout the whole thing.
And supposedly, they're turning into a TV show, and that's how they're turning into a TV show, is using the idea of the rules.
Oh.
Like, every episode would be like a different rule of this world. And
well, I can see that working. It's not,
yeah,
it's just, you know, why don't they make new monsters?
I agree with you.
It's like zombies, it's all werewolves. Right,
so, here's another me throwing Joe Bell into a bit. Joe Bell bit. All right, what kind of monster would you create? Because they tried Cloverfield, and that wasn't that big of a success, and that was, like, just, like, Godzilla. I like Cloverfield, but, I mean, in box office in general, wasn't
Well, the thing is,
like,
they can make a new monster and not have it to be, like, it has to be repeat. Like, it just because these are a part of, like, folklore. Like, these monsters are so big in, you know, in the history of stories. It's just, like, they have to use these monsters. They can just make new monsters every time. Like, it's, like... I don't know. What you're saying, me create a monster.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And then Christ. Garrett's gonna play the monster and we're gonna talk to the monster. That's how it's gonna work.
All right. So you're a I don't even know where to go with you're you know, you eat
yep.
hair.
Okay.
So you're like you just
is eat it made of your dead father's teeth?
Fucking referencing a bit I did. Nobody on in listening gets this.
Do you wanna say the bit?
No, of course no. not. Do I want to say the bit in conversation?
Yeah. No.
What are you, every person I've talked to at a party?
Do we have to go back into the beef?
Yeah, let's get back into this beef. Beef, 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 beef. Horn sound effect.
You don't have to do this bit. It's
okay. No, we can do it. I mean, you set me up and now I have to be like, yeah. All right, this monster.
Yes.
Eats hair.
He's eats hair. He's 4 feet tall, and he's got crazy claws, like way too big.
What kind
way
of what kind of voice does what, like? What's he sound like?
He sounds like Bill. Surprisingly, Bill Cosby. He sounds exactly like Bill Cosby. Believe it or not. In fact, he doesn't even sound exactly like Bill Cosby. He sounds like Garrett doing a Bill Cosby. If you can believe it. And he doesn't even, like, he has legs, but he doesn't use the legs. He just walks on his big claws that are coming out of his hands. And he kind of eats people's hairs. He's more of an annoyance than, like, an actual threat.
All right, so this monster came into your house and is going to try to eat your children's hair. And you're trying to shoo him away with a broom to get him to leave. Go.
Okay, all right, well, you're in it too, right? Because you're... I have to be talking to somebody before he busts through the door. So you're a government agent.
Okay.
And you're trying to recruit me to be part of... Well, we got to destroy these...
All right, what's your name for this bit?
Goo-gads.
What's your name for this bit?
Brad Pitt.
Just Brad Pitt?
All right. Famous actor Brad Pitt. All
right. Are you named after Brad Pitt or...
Yeah, I'm named famous actor Brad Pitt. After Brad Pitt. All right.
FABP.
Oh, what are you doing here, government agent?
Please call me John.
John, what are you doing here in
Please
my home?
Call me government agent.
I'm trying to be a family man now. I've got kids.
Your children are in danger. FABP.
In what context? Explain to me the context.
There's a hair-eating monster.
A goo-gad in my house.
There's a goo-gad trying to eat your children's hair, FABP.
Not the... they're beautiful manes.
He's coming in the door. Your children have hair of lions.
And what do you want me to do about it? I'm out of the game. I've stopped flying helicopters.
I need you to talk and use your looks to power him down.
Okay, well, let's just let him in. Hey... How's it going?
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm just a goo guy here down to eat your children's hair.
FABP, look out.
Listen, I'm eating your children's hair. I would eat your hair. It looks pretty good, but I'm only 4 feet tall, so I gotta eat your kitty's hair. They're about my height.
Well, how do you stop these things?
That's what you need to figure out, FABP.
You can't stop me, man. You see these big claws on my hands? I'm gonna tear those children's hairs right off their heads.
I think he's Jell-O.
I'll be honest. My children, you know... do need a haircut. You want some of their hair, by the way?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I came down here for. You know?
You're not going to hurt them in any way.
No, I just was going to shave their hairs off their heads. I got these big old claws. You see these? These are the best trimmers you ever seen, this side of the west, side of the Mississippi, side of the west.
He doesn't even know where he is, FAPP.
Yeah, we're in the west side of the Mississippi of the west. But here, come on in. Just, you know, take as much hair as you want.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it. You got beautiful children. They got great hair. I'm just going to take just a little bit. You know, how short you want their hair? What kind of style are we talking?
Well, why don't you ask them
themselves?
Khloe
Kardashian.
I want the Khloe Kardashian.
I'm not Khloe Kardashian. That long hair. I don't, how's that going to help me?
I want the short
Papa,
version.
I want a pixie cut, please.
Pixie cut? Yeah, absolutely, man. Can do. Here we go. I'm just going to take a little bit off the left, take a little bit off the right, go around the back side. There we go. Okay. Then we're going to come up over the head and then right over the top, right off the scalp. There we go. Pixie haircut. How you doing?
And scene.
Papa.
This is not a great... Oh, man.
That was a good bit.
I feel like this... Nobody's gonna want to listen to this. I'll listen to it later and probably have that same feeling.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it. Bill Cosby shows up again. And let's rate World War Z.
World War Z, dude, this is a nice, even, steady 3-joint movie. You know, cause you can't have too many. Too many joints, you're gonna freak out. 3 joints, you get into it. Right in there. You're right inside.
I hate everything that you stand for right now. Joe Bell, how many PB stars?
God. I mean, it's not... I gave the other trailer 1.5 PB stars. And that was clearly a bad... That was like a... That should have been 1/2 PB star. I'm going to give this one 2 PB stars. Because I'm not against it. I would see it. It's just... You know. I'm not going to see it, but I would see it if the opportunity, like if it was on TV and I had cable to watch that TV.
I'm going with Pirate when it comes out. I'll watch it on television at home in my bed. Not going to see it in theaters. Do that. Joe Bell, you're going to be with us here for one more episode of Lovely Bits.
Is that going to be a regular thing?
Bits are a try. I try to do it.
He loves it.
I love it. It just makes me laugh.
Okay.
People enjoy it. We get tweets about it.
Has anyone ever tweeted us?
Yeah. Bobby D.
Bobby D.
He's our fan.
Bobby D. All right, I'm just going to crawl into this wet leaf pile.
Right? How can people find you on the internet?
They can go to at Joe Bell, the L's are uppercase I. They can find me on Facebook, I'm sure. Go to facebook.com/tight6, like tight6, tight6 every Sunday night at Fergie's Pub on 12th and Sansom, if you live in Philadelphia, which I'm sure you do. and at the end of the month, we got a show, Not Jazz, it's on the last Wednesday of this month.
Would that be February 27th?
Yeah, it's February 27th. We got a lot of great guests. We got, oh, we shouldn't. We're not supposed to. We're not officially supposed to be advertising that we have him because he's on helium that night, but he's our special guest, and we got like John Del Callo, Chris O'Connor, Caitlin Feeney.
it's a good lineup.
That's not what we think. And
why do you...
So much more.
Joe, we're going to talk about this in the next episode. You stop selling yourself short.
Okay.
We're going to do it. This is amazing. I had fun this episode. Yeah, I loved it a little bit.
I had fun.
The whole next episode is going to be about being 21, and we're going to do terrible improv bits. So it's going to be great.
Okay.
21 and over. Tune in Monday, February 11th.
Yeah, Monday, February 11th. Tune in. We'll be there. You can find Garrett on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're still doing this. Philadelphia with an F.
You can find me on Twitter at Mike Bauer, B-A-U-R-E-R, not B-O-W-E-R. You're an idiot. You can find us at Twitter at Trailer Trash Podcast, minus the E. No E. No E from Entourage. You can go to Facebook.
Wait, do you mean
the
character E?
Yeah, the character E. Twitter.
Like
there.
The character, the letter E that's in the beginning of the word Entourage.
SoundCloud, Tumblr, Facebook. Website, trailertrashpodcast.wordpress.com. Drink PBR, because it's good for you. And
good for you.
We'll be back on Monday with 21 and over, and it's going to be an all-improv episode. So it's going to be a lot of good...
We both hate you.
It's going to be an amazing episode, and I'll see you there.
This has been a Trailer Trash Podcast. Produced by Mike Bauer and Garrett Smith. Special thanks to FocuPhilly.com.
Hey, yo, man, thanks for listening. Thanks for coming out. Hey, yo, Father Garrity, rest in peace, man. Yo, Mitch, give that wife the dick all day.